With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He is putting Project Freedom on hold. President Trump says he wants to see whether an agreement with Iran on ending the war can be achieved. Quoting the president, writing on Truth Social, great progress has been made toward a complete and final agreement with representatives of Iran. Pakistan has been mediating between the U.S. and Iran and had hosted peace talks between the two sides. China's foreign minister says that Beijing remains deeply distressed over the war. Ohio's primary election has set up two marquee matchups in November. One contest is a U.S. Senate race that will help determine control of the chamber. Former Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown will try to unseat GOP incumbent John Husted. The other contest is a governor's race featuring former presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy.
We have a historic opportunity to lead Ohio to be the top state in the country, to raise a young family, to give our kids a world-class education, and to be the state where we revive this quaint idea that we call the American dream.
The Republican nominee and biotech billionaire will face Democrat Amy Acton.
I am running for governor because people in this state are struggling. They are doing everything right. They're working harder than they ever have. But there is no more breathing room.
Trump-endorsed candidates cleaned up in the Indiana State Senate primaries. Of the seven challengers endorsed by President Trump, at least five of them won. One incumbent senator did prevail, and the seventh race, at last check, was still too close to call. U.S. Senator Jim Banks calls it a big night for MAGA in Indiana. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up close to 600 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 454. This is SRN News. Abortion supporters are not religious.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of Americans who support abortion say they never or very rarely read a religious text. Two-thirds of them never attend worship service, and about half say they never pray. On the flip side, most folks who describe themselves as pro-life read the Bible, go to church, and pray regularly. The strongest pro-life religious groups are white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington reported.
The pastor of the largest United Methodist Church in the U.S. has launched a campaign for the Democratic nomination for a U.S. Senate seat in Kansas. Pastor Adam Hamilton enters the race as a potentially formidable candidate, although it appears likely that at least a few of the eight other lesser-known Democrats who previously launched campaigns will remain in the August primary. The winner of the race will face incumbent Republican Roger Marshall. This is SRN News. Could be a big change on the way in the world of college football.
The American Football Coaches Association is proposing the elimination of conference championship games and other changes as part of its non-binding recommendation for the college football playoff to be completed by the second Monday each January. The AFCA, which has FBS coaches as part of its board and membership, publicly revealed its positions Tuesday. As for the size of the playoff field, currently 12 teams and expected to expand, the AFCA didn't publicly endorse a certain number. It did say future playoff models should maximize participants while honoring the proposed completion date. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Apple's agreed to a $250 million settlement of a class action suit over false advertising of Siri's AI capabilities. The lawsuit claims Apple misled consumers. More details at srnnews.com.